step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hi, AM at 640. It is The Conway Show. Mark Thompson joins us.
Oh, indeed. Thank you.
Oh, look at that, man. Yes. What a complete stud. Yeah,
happy
this is
birthday,
great.
Timmy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mondo. Mondo is playing my favorite version of this stupid song. Mondo, please. This is the Peppa Pig version. Mondo. Please. All right. Happy birthday. Very good. All right. Shut it off. Shut it off! All right. All right. So, yeah, it is my birthday. Gina, I have something to report to you, though, before we get into this.
Oh.
My wife made me a gluten-free cake.
And
I have found the one thing that's better than gluten is the gluten-free cake is better than the one with gluten.
That's awesome.
Incredible. It's richer. It's thicker. It's tastier. It's everything. I'll get the exact brand for you, but they knocked it out.
Oh, that's great.
Knocked it out.
That's a good little birthday surprise.
Yeah. All right. We got another birthday surprise. We got somebody on the phone here. Somebody said, there's going to be a special guest on the phone, and somebody, it was rumored to be Vin Scully. And if it wasn't Vin Scully, it was going to be Magic Johnson. Those are the two names flying around the studio. I hope it's one of them. Hey, who's on the phone?
No, it's not. It's Jay Leno.
Jay Leno, how are you, sir?
How are you?
What an awkward introduction to Jay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Jay called
me
earlier.
Are you going to bring Vin Scully on the line, or exactly where are you calling?
Sorry.
Jay called me earlier and said, hey, listen, I come on as a guest, but guess it's somebody bigger than me, and then I'll come on. Right, that's great.
Well, I know, but there's never anybody bigger will ever call, so that's why I'm always on.
That is really cool. You know, we've missed you for this pandemic. Remember the first week of it, you were on every night.
Oh, I know. And then you brought on the doctor as I let that one go. But
right. And then you said to us you'd be happy to come back on during the next pandemic.
That's right. And what do I always say is your greatest contribution? Microwave bacon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had never thought to, you know, I try to use all your sponsors. And so far, my teeth have fallen out, my vision's blurry, and my garage door won't open. But the bacon is fantastic.
That's great.
Because when I was a kid, my mother was from Scotland, so we each got one strip of bacon. You get one strip. This bacon's expensive. So when I was a kid, I just wanted bacon. And then when I got here, when I got married more, I said, oh, you stink up the house with that bacon. You cook the
bacon,
it sticks all the stuff. So I never had any bacon. Then I hear Tom Conway, and I go, well, all right, let me try. And it turned out to be fantastic. So I can eat like 2 pounds of bacon a day. It's fabulous.
Now,
yeah.
There's two ways I do it. One is I do it upright in the oven. The other one is microwave. Which one did you do?
No, I just use the microwave. It's not throwing grease all over the place. And it's actually just about as, I mean, there's nothing like regular cooking in a pan bacon, but it's 95% there. It's actually quite good.
Right. The smell, it does stink up the house when you do it over the range, because the smoke gets in there, and there's the aerosol smoke is also a lot of grease, and it sticks to the furniture, and it smells for a week.
Right. But to me, I call that cologne, but my wife doesn't like it.
You know, wait a minute. Did you discover that she was not a bacon fan before you got married or after?
No. She likes bacon. She just doesn't like me cooking it, and it makes such a mess.
You
got to clean the whole stove, and you know.
Right. Did she lay that on you before the I do's or after?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was during the ceremony.
Where did you get married, by the way? Did you get married like at a racetrack?
No. I got just at my house.
Oh.
I got, you know, I actually Sinatra said, Sinatra, I got a guy from Sinatra. Sinatra said, I got a guy that'll marry you. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
this
cool.
Guy came to the house and he tried to give me this whole speech. Now, you know, before you marry, we've been living together for 5 years. Can we just do this? I got a big argument with the guy. But
right. And by the way, he's not going to give the funny speech. You are.
Yeah, exactly. So it was okay. It's okay.
But I thought maybe you would get married like, I don't know, at the Indy 500 or, you know.
Yeah, that'd go real big. I always like guys' idea of romantic. You know, it's like guys when they get engaged, they give the girl a jackhammer and a block of cement with the ring in it, and she has to break through. You know, and guys think, oh, that's so romantic, you know.
That's great.
The Indy 500, yeah, that doesn't really.
Yeah, what woman wouldn't know? Hey, do you take. Yeah, that's real romantic.
A friend of mine got married at the racetrack, at the horse track, and consequently, afterwards, about 7 or 8 years after he got married, he also went broke because of the racetrack. So.
Right. Gee, that's hard to believe. You know, if that isn't a sign right there.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's like getting married at the craps table.
Yeah. It's like social work is at marriage. This is Bob. He drinks, but I can change him. Yeah, good luck. Let me know how that works out.
Oh, that's awesome. Jay, this is really cool that you called. Are you staying safe, I hope, with the masks and everything?
I am staying safe with the masks. Now you just do election jokes, such as you do now.
Oh, what do you got? You got 10 of them? 20 of them?
I got some here. I got Kanye West. Kanye West is, you know, he's getting less than 1% of the popular vote.
Oh.
He's actually losing to low-fat milk. You know, if you're at 1%, can you even call it the popular vote? Shouldn't you call it the, what the hell are you still doing in the race vote? Isn't that pretty much where we are? I like this one. If God had wanted us to vote, he would have given us candidates.
There you go. Ding dong.
There you
hey,
go.
Are you still performing every Sunday, or did they close that down?
No, that's closed up. To everything. You can't perform anywhere.
And how's he doing? I know the gentleman that owns that place, a very dear friend of yours. Is he okay financially, and he's going to
I mean, he's selling everything. You know, it's like $20,000 a month to keep a place open, and, so it's not good. You know.
But he has a big collection of something. What does he collect?
He's got all kinds of memorabilia, you know, like Charlie Chaplin's little tramp outfit and, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, you could sell all that stuff, right?
Well, yeah. You could sell all your belongings and live on the street. Sure,
he wants to run the club, Tim. He wants to run the club.
Hey, is this anything? In Beverly Hills, the voting booth is also a tanning booth. A lot of people don't know that.
You know, he can't do the at the Magic Club, Comedy Magic Club, he can't do it in the parking lot?
Well, there is no parking lot because it's right on the street.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No, you can't. There's not much you can do, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible. What a beautiful club that is, you know.
Did we do a lot of the pandemic jokes? I can't remember.
Oh, no. Let's roll.
Oh, let me see if I got some of the pandemic jokes.
I like it when we're just talking and then Jay just like slips them in, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Hey, Jay, can you hold on and we'll get pandemic jokes after the break or do you have to go?
All right, I'll do that.
Yes, Jay Leno's with us. KFI AM 640 is Conway Show. Jay Leno is with us. Mark Thompson is also with us. We're live on KFI. So today is your birthday. Ding dong. Jay Leno's special guest, and he said he has 40 COVID jokes. Just text me. 40 COVID jokes.
Wow.
That's pretty good, right?
I think it's incredible.
Hey, Jay, do you sit around? You sit every day? You make yourself sit down to write jokes every day? Or when
not every day, but, you know, you just see what's going on. I mean, you watch the news. I mean, I saw that the 99-cent store is now suing the dollar store for price gouging. That's how bad.
Well, that is bad.
That's pretty bad.
And the governor is closing California for another 2 months, which is good news for Lori Loughlin, so she won't miss much.
You need to get a TV show.
Huh?
You need to get your own TV show.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need, yeah. Because this radio thing is not working out.
That's great, man. That's funny.
I've been catching you know, Jay's car show is still running.
Oh, I know.
Big
it's
time. Big, not only is still running, I think it's number one.
Yeah.
Number one in its time period.
And by the way, Jay was very nice. I got a text from Carol Burnett's husband, right?
Yeah.
I'm connected. It's on some level still. And he said, hey, do you know anybody that can get us into Jay Leno's garage? And I said, yeah. So I was like nervous about it, and I text Jay. I'm like, hey, Carol Burnett's husband wants to come by, and Jay's like, anytime, you know, as soon as this pandemic's over and we open up, she'll be first one there, and we'd be more than happy to have him. So, Jay, you're as nice off the air as you are
on the air. Thanks. You know, this coronavirus is causing a lot of economic collapse. Restaurants are closing left and right.
Yeah.
In fact, it is so bad, I saw a Mafia Don picking up dinner to go at an Olive Garden.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. And Disneyland. Oh, my. Here's how bad. I saw Aladdin rubbing himself. That's how bad.
Oh, that is bad.
That is bad.
That's horrible, yeah.
I told you this, and a friend of mine is a funeral director. He committed suicide just because he needed the business.
That sounds like a Dangerfield type joke. I love that joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's how bad. In Beverly Hills, some kids are going to public school. Can you imagine?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say the coronavirus can live on plastic up to 3 days. So if you're in Beverly Hills, don't touch the women.
Oh, they're great, man. I wish I had written those.
Actually, in Santa Monica, the L.A. virus is gluten-free, so you would like that.
Do people send you material at all? Ex-writers?
Not really.
You know, I go to Talleyrand all the time, and all of your ex-electricians and cameramen and set designers, they all have lunch every day.
Oh, do you only go to restaurants that are minimum 60 years old, apparently?
You know Art, you know the electrician, Art.
Yeah,
he goes there every day.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you a quick Art story, because I know you've known Art for 40 years. But I said, I got a problem with an outlet at home. Can you come take a look at it? He goes, yeah, give me your phone number. So I said, I'm gonna give you my phone number. I'm going to call your phone. And when your phone rings, it's going to be an Oregon number, and that's my number. So I type in my phone number, press send, and he goes, ooh, call from Oregon. I got to go. And he takes off.
And I assume that electrical problem is still continuing.
It actually burned down a couple of rooms, yeah.
So, oh, yeah, it's bad.
Working out.
You know, Beverly Hills, Neiman Marcus is now Neiman Costco. Did you know that?
Wow, it's really hit hard.
Terrible.
Yeah, very, very hard.
And Utah, Utah hit very bad. In fact, in Utah, I saw a polygamist with just one wife.
That's horrible.
Got to cut back.
I went to see my doctor. He said, turn your head and don't cough. Well, that's another thing. I called my doctor, and he said, if you have coronavirus, do not come into the office. Get tested first. So apparently, my doctor will only see me if I'm not sick.
Right, if you're well.
Yeah, that really doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Brian Regan had a nice run on hospitals. I know you're he's a big fan of yours, but
he's a very funny guy.
One of the funniest guys around. I was surprised that he didn't get his own show, like an Everybody Loves Raymond type. I mean, he works clean. Everybody loves him, and I was shocked that he. Maybe he still will. I don't know, but I would think that he could knock a 12-year series out in a.
It's not over. You know.
But you know, I think he came up sort of like with Raymond. What were the group of people he came up with? You know, do you remember?
Those guys are after me. I came up a long time ago, and then right behind me was Seinfeld and Jim Carrey and all those guys. And I think they came after. I guess we were sort of seniors when they were freshmen, I guess.
Maybe
a way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah, Regan's Seinfeld's age, so that would make sense.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah,
Ray Romano, I think, is that age, too. I think he's
that age. Right, yeah, very. He's doesn't get any better than Ray. He's really funny.
He really is.
I mean, did you watch his special? It's clean, it's funny, and he always has great, great reference points.
And his delivery is unbelievable.
Yeah, and he has one that I love about... When you order orange juice in a hotel, you order large orange juice, it always comes in a NyQuil cup, you know. And I go, and you know, it's the perfect visual.
Right.
You know, I go, ah. And every time I have something small, I say, so I can't say NyQuil cup because it's raised. But it makes me laugh. It's just the perfect visual. You know, it's one of those. Ray's one of those guys, you go, ah, I wish I had his jokes. You know, he's really, really good. I think he gave
a commencement speech at a private school in the San Fernando Valley, and his kid was going there, and he didn't phone it in. He wrote 20 minutes of outstanding material for just the parent, you know, the 100 parents that showed up that day.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's great. He's really terrific. Really terrific.
Well, Jay, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. And happy 65th birthday. I think it's great.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Really appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey,
Jay!
You're the best. Always great talking
to you.
All right,
Jay Leno. How about that, man?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Belio, thanks for setting that up. That was pretty cool. Somebody sent over a gift for me today to the house, and I had to reject it. And I don't like doing that, but I'll tell you what it was when we come back. All right, KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. Mark Thompson is here.
That's
always really cool. And when is this heat going to stop? I know you're not doing weather all the time. You're not looking all the time, but I've had enough.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I guess, going to be a hot week. I saw that as well. Yeah.
We have a heat advisory all week.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's a wall-to-wall thing for the week. It sucks. I mean,
it's
really
horrible.
Does.
I can't stand the heat, and it's been hot since late April in L.A.
We had a little break. I feel like maybe it was yesterday, the day before. It was
right, yeah, the weekend.
Not too bad.
Yeah,
moderate,
you're right.
You know,
it's
kind
yeah,
of really
the break,
sort of nice.
But the break is 78 for an hour. And then back to the races. Let's find out what's going on here with my good friend Dallas Raines, right?
Oh, yeah.
You met Dallas before, right? I bet.
I did. I met him. I used to meet it. Used to see him at the meteorology conferences I would attend. It was kind of funny because I just have to tell you this, you know, meteorologists are not like, you know, I mean, it's kind of a nerdy sort of profession.
No.
And then you have the TV guys who are sort of hams.
Right.
And some of them are like funny in high school type hams, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they've just kind of caught this lightning in a bottle, which is that they know weather. And so they're kind of obnoxious is the frank of the word. So
right.
In all of that mix are a bunch of others. And I kind of always thought Dallas was, you know, lovely and fell into that, you know,
that's cool.
Into that mix in some other category. You know, he wasn't like hammy and whatever.
Yeah.
He was a little nerdy into the weather, but he also kind of had a little showbiz or something in him. So
and he knows his
he
stuff,
pleasant.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. He knows his meteorology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here right. are the highs that were reported this afternoon and very close to what we had this time yesterday. Northridge 102 and look at Newport Beach 81 degrees. Riverside was 100 degrees today, and Fillmore, Santa Paula, just under 100 at this moment. It's still hot out there, 102 Palm Springs.
And you know, he doesn't do any schmaltzy like, hey, Palm Springs, hello to everybody watching in Palm Springs.
You're right, he doesn't.
You know?
96 out of...
It is... I have to say this, though, and this might just be because I mean, it's a really good job to have, so please don't misunderstand
bet.
Me. But, man, I'll tell you what, by the end, I was getting burnt out on it. I mean, you can't stand there and go, oh, look at that, Van Nuys, 102. You can't do that, like, for 25, 30 years and not get a little bit, you know what I mean?
But that's what you brought to it. You brought dancing and lightness to it. It was great, man.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
I enjoyed it.
96 out at Riverside. It's still 92 degrees down at Anaheim. But the
Hello to everybody in Anaheim.
At Anaheim, but the winds have finally kicked around coming in from the west off the ocean. Heat wave in effect. As you can see, high pressure just off the coast. We don't want to see any more of these high pressure areas, but that's exactly what we've been looking at with the La Nina pattern. A lot of high pressure areas over the western U.S., and that's why I'm forecasting below normal rainfall coming up this season. Doesn't mean we won't get any.
What is La Nina? Little girl? Little girl?
A little child, doesn't it? Yeah, Nina would be a girl, right. And
little
it's
girl.
It's the warming of the warming and cooling of the water. Right. It's off the Central Pacific. Yeah.
Yeah. El Nino is warm and La Nina is cold.
Exactly.
But Mondo, are you there? And I'm not asking you this because you know, but I'm just going to ask you. But what does La Nina honestly translate to? It is it the girl, the little girl?
The girl. Little girl, because it's Nina.
Oh my God! Nobody knows.
Little girl.
Little girl.
Yeah,
knows,
little girl. Yeah.
Okay, little girl.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't they call it that? Hey, guys, we got the little girl in the ocean, you know? Why does that have to be, Spanish? Why can't we just say, hey, here comes, we got the little girl coming this winter?
The Spanish gives it a little exotic feel.
I get it. But I think they stay away from it because it just sounds so weird, you know?
Well, let me just
for the little girl, we'd have a lot of rain. Here comes the little boy. You know what the little boy brings? A lot of wetness. That little boy. Yeah, right. I think it's better with La Nina and El Nino.
But certainly this may be the dominant weather feature that we look at. Hey, look to the south. We have an area of low pressure swirling around off Baja. And actually, this low is going to eventually make its way back into Southern California. Very strange. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this movement.
I think he's right. I've never seen this, Mark. But, the high that's sitting over almost right over Burbank right now, that high is going to move out to the Pacific. Isn't it usually go the other direction?
Yeah, it's called retrograding when it goes out the opposite direction. Yeah,
is that rare?
It does happen, though, yeah. Honestly, it's not rare. I don't know why he said. Did he say he hadn't seen that before? He couldn't have said that. That happens a lot.
Let's see what he said here.
Look to the south. We have an area of low pressure swirling around off Baja. And actually, this low is going to eventually make its way back into Southern California. Very strange. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this.
That's
movement.
What he's talking about.
Oh, I see. The low that was here over the weekend is going to come back?
Yeah, I guess that's what he's saying.
It's going to pay a repeat visit. What's going on with that low? All right. I want more lows, right? No highs. When the low is here, that means it's unstable and you could get rain.
Right. And usually onshore flow, all the things that are a little cooler and rain. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, low's got their own problems. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. We certainly need it now.
Right.
I always get worried. I mean, I was talking to my mom and dad. I know we got to take a break. But I was talking to my mom and dad, and they're going in there. They go, the fires. What's happening with the fires? Because we're so, worried about the fires. And I said, it's pretty well done, right? I said, no. I mean, I lost my house. The neighborhood burned October 29th. Okay.
Wow,
so it's not,
I didn't think about that.
It's not even, we're not even into the teeth of the season. So you're right. Low is your friend. High is bad.
Buddy, I know you think about this all the time. And I bet you think about it on a daily basis, how lucky you are to be in your late 50s and have both your parents around and they're both healthy.
Oh, I do. And I think when you and I used to visit more, when everybody was going in a lot, we'd talk about that kind of thing, in relation to your dad and your family. And it's a real blessing. I don't take it for granted. And one other thing, I used to go back and see them all the time.
Oh, I know.
I would go back every 6 weeks. Yeah. And that's one of the real sad things about COVID-19 is that I haven't been able to see them. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you lose your parents and both of them, you go through a period of missing them, but then you could be okay for a while, and then bang, it hits you just one day, and then you're okay for a while, and it hits you again. It's weird. It's a weird reaction. But I thank God that you got both of them, and they're both still sharp as hell. And both healthy as hell.
Yeah, they're cool. And I love, isn't it so nice that you go back and see your parents? Like it's a charity thing. No, I I love hanging out with them. They were cool, you know, they were cool to hang out with. And I kind of feel bad that I can't hang out with them anymore. So we just do Zoom calls now.
I don't know anybody, and I'm Emmis, I don't know anybody who was excited to go home and see their parents like you. I mean, it was like you're going home to see a girlfriend you met over online. You're like, oh, I can't wait to see a man. I can't wait to hang out with him. That's great, buddy. That's really
Thanks,
cool.
Pal. Thank
All
you.
Right, we're live on KFI AM 640.
It's Timmy time.
Bet your ass, Timmy. Ah, Timmy. Ah, he's a little lamb with a lot to learn. He's always having such a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Timmy. Ah, little lamb with a lot to learn.
Oh, yeah. It is the Conway Show. Mark Thompson is here, man. Look at
birthday,
that.
Birthday, kid.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I like birthdays. I don't like them to be too busy, but I like them, you know? And people probably thought, because my wife is great. She always wants to celebrate it and, you know, have food brought in or go, you know, get something at a restaurant, come home and eat. And I said, let's not complicate it. I said, how about if I go out and I'll get food, I'll bring it home, and we'll all eat here. And so that's what we did. And
so you had your celebration, then you went to work.
That's exactly right. We had it here at the house, and it was a quick one because that's the way I like it. And that was that. But one of the gifts that they got me was those AirPods. You know, those little things you stick in your ears?
Oh, yeah.
Never had those before. Never tried them before. Have you tried them?
No, I haven't.
I haven't tried them, yeah.
The thing that's weird about them and just about earbuds generally is when people have them in, you can't tell whether they're using them at that moment.
Right.
Or if they're just, you know, they just are resting in there in case they want to fire them up.
Do you ever see the thing where it's an earpiece, but it's got a little mouthpiece too, and it's for people making calls, so it's a microphone and a headphone?
Oh, yeah. Well, my agents used to wear those things all the time.
Okay. Well, yeah. I swear to you, I saw a guy wearing one of those, and he gets up in front of the crowd, and he still has it on, and he delivered a eulogy. Didn't take it off.
That is
in church.
So wrong. Oh. That is so wrong.
Isn't that great?
That's just as wrong as it gets.
And everyone was like, well, is he waiting for a call?
Could possibly be more important?
Well, I have to say, he was an actor, right?
So, waiting on a call back?
Gina knows this. Gina worked with a lot of actors. Actors do crazy things.
Yeah, they do.
Right? And if you have to have an earpiece on and a microphone in a funeral because your agent's going to call you, maybe your next gig is around the corner.
And to them, that's a perfectly acceptable reason.
100%.
Well, if he's eulogizing another actor, then maybe it's okay.
he was actually, yes. Yeah, now that I think about it, you're right. He actually was. And the whole audience was filled with actors all trying to one-up each other. Man, it was a long day.
I told you about when I did the event at the Beverly Hilton, and I was kind of nervous about. It's a keynote speech, so it's not just emceeing. Emceeing I don't get really nervous about, but when it's a keynote speech, you have to, you know, you're speaking and you have to start with something light, and then you get to like the heavy thing where you're trying, it's more substantial, and then you end with something light. And I was, you know, just trying to make sure that I did a good job for these people, and I was a little bit anxious. Anyway, the guy could tell, is my point, that I was anxious.
Sure.
And he said, what are you worried about? You're going to be great. I said, I don't know. I just want to do a good job for you guys and, you know, a lot of people. And, you know, but, you know. And he said, hey, no matter what you do, you'll be better than last year. And so what was last year?
Me.
He said, no. He said, it was Bruce Jenner. Okay, so this is pre the trans situation.
Okay.
And he said, I said, wow, Bruce Jenner. He said, no. He got a call while he was speaking, and he took it. He took the call. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, but that might have been a joke, you know, to be honest.
Sure.
He could have just went. He said, no. It wasn't a joke.
He said he
might have been on the phone for 3 minutes. So it does. People sometimes take calls in awkward situations, I guess.
I don't know. I was having lunch with Bill Handel the other day, and his phone rang 5 times during lunch. And we only had lunch for like, it was a quick one, like 40 minutes. How many of the five calls do you think he took?
Oh, man, please tell me none of them.
Five.
Oh, no.
And I didn't mind because, you know, but here's his, when the phone rings, here's what he does. It's so great. He looks at it and he goes, oh, screw that guy. I don't want to talk to that guy now. Hold on. Hello? Yeah. You're having lunch. Okay. All right. Can I call you back? Okay. All right. And then, you know, it rings 2 minutes later. Oh, my God. There's no way I can't talk to that guy now. I don't have any. Oh, hold on. Hello? But he always insults him and then he answers the phone. It's a great act. Yeah, if you've never had lunch with Bill Handel, try to arrange it somehow. It is 40 minutes of great jokes and great laughs.
That's
really
funny.
That really is funny. Speaking of small businesses, I think we're speaking of small businesses, right? I had about 20 years ago, I had this guy save my life. His name is John Simmons, S-E-M-M-E-N-S, and he's an accountant. And I was in tax trouble, and a friend of mine said, call this guy. He's the best. He's going to become a good friend of yours as well. He's got the greatest laugh. He works with all of his kids. He's an accountant, and he loves surfing and golfing and fishing and camping. He just loves going out, you know, with his kids. They surf during the day. Their office was in San Clemente, across right on the 5 freeway there, and right down the road, literally a block away, was the surfing spot. They used to, at lunch, take a break and go surfing during lunch as a family and go back to the office.
Oh, that's so cool.
And this guy, John, saved my life. And he passed away a while ago. I'm thinking maybe 2008 or 2009. And his kids took over the business. And, you know, when an accountant that you love and you respect and you've been working with them for a long time, when his kids take over the business, you're like, can they do it? Can they pull it off? Right? Are these guys, you know, as good as their dad? And I'm telling you, these guys are all as good as their dad. Yeah. It is unbelievable. Simmons and Cobb, they've saved my life again. And I know that, you know, dad's looking down on him. But this guy, John, had like a million kids. He had Amy, Timothy, or Tim, Jason, Katie, Bridget, and Elizabeth.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I hope I'm not missing somebody. Maybe Brian, I think, I'm missing. I just want to thank them. They've kicked ass again for me. It's Simmons and Cobb. They're the best tax guys in the world. And if you live in Ladera Ranch or anywhere in the South Orange County area and you're looking for the most honest and greatest tax people in the world, if I moved to New York, I would still use these guys. And I've been using them ever since their father passed away. And they have built this business back up to a bigger business than when their dad had it. And they're just all beautiful people, and I could never thank them enough. Never. KFI AM 640, it's Conway and Thompson.
Yes,
we're going to get a lot of email here. They want to know that company I just talked about, Simmons and Cobb. It's Tim, Josh, Amy, and Jennifer. And the phone number to the world's greatest accountant, 949-429-1145. But, man, saved my life. And I get emotional talking about him because I had such a close relationship with their dad. And during COVID, they could have just folded up and, you know, gone away and written it off as to, you know, the pandemic. But, man, they stuck it out, and they've been doing it for just the greatest guys and gals in the world. All right, Mark Thompson is with us, a giant, giant stud. And I was looking at the Dodgers. And the Dodger game earlier kind of got away from me. If you're taping the game, turn the radio down for a little bit here. But the Dodgers were losing 6-0 in the fifth inning. The top of the fifth inning for the Dodgers was a disaster. Atlanta scored 5 runs in that inning, and it was a 33-minute half inning. That is long. That means if every half inning was 33 minutes, we're talking about a 9.5-hour game. But anyway, so right now, the Dodgers have made a little bit of comeback, and it's the Braves eight, Dodgers seven. Is that a final?
That's a final, yeah.
Oh, no. Is it really?
Yeah, it just ended.
Crap. Oh, man. No, did they leave anybody
really
on base?
Was, I don't know. I just saw it flash. I just saw the final flash.
They scored four runs then in the bottom of the seventh.
Exactly, which is why you all of a sudden, wait a minute, this thing isn't over. You know, right. It looked like it was, and it wasn't.
It says here in the ninth. Oh, no, you're right. Now it's a final. No, it doesn't say a final here yet.
No,
I'm not seeing a final yet, Mark. I still have hope.
Okay, well, then whatever. Then it's not final, I guess.
I'm still holding out hope.
I got the Rays and the Astros game on, and they just posted it as a final. That's why I know it.
I'm not. It's not a final. Then they screwed up. Somebody in there.
Yeah, that's what I meant, and they probably screwed it up.
But how about this? Tampa Bay could have the NHL and Major League Baseball titles this year.
Did you see what the Tampa Bay players were doing or what the team was doing with passing the cup around and everybody was taking a hit of whatever they drink out of it, champagne or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just, and that was a great thing, but during COVID-19, it took on a weird sort of radioactive quality, you know?
Yeah, it did. And I would normally say, yeah, that's horrible. But they were, like the NBA, they were all in a bubble.
Oh, I thought, and they were actually, and the way I read the piece was that they were passing it among fans. But you're saying, no, they were just passing it among themselves.
You know what? I saw it in the locker room afterwards, but if they pass around fans, then yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's possible. I don't know. Now you're making me question that story. I'll go back and find it. But I thought that was, yeah, it was more than just the players. Right?
Wow. Oh, then that's not good. That's not good, man. Because that's how you catch it.
Sure. I mean, that's a pretty good way.
Yeah. You know, I have seen recently some horrible, horrible stats. And I'll have to ask Dr. Ray about it on Thursday. But I read a stat and I confirmed it that when you're breathing in a room, that the aerosol version of that virus that comes out of you can stay alive and in that room for up to 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's why they say air-conditioned rooms in these environments, they're the most dangerous.
I thought it was just like once the guy leaves, you know, the disease goes, or the virus goes with him.
Yeah, when people leave, like, you know, I get a lot of service people in now trying to get the house up and running. And they leave, open up all the doors and windows. Yeah, the Lightning indeed passed the Stanley Cup with their fans. Wow. And people were sipping from the cup.
Oh, that's horrible. That's not a good look at all.
Yeah.
Especially, and also you have to take your mask off to take a sip of that.
Yeah, nobody's wearing a mask. It's the jubilance. I get it. Everybody's jubilant, but it can be a problem.
But, you know, but then all of a sudden, you know, they're going to pass that thing around ICU, you know?
Yeah, right. You're going to be passing that ventilator around?
Yeah, right. It's going to be the ICU cup over there. Yeah. That's horrible. You know that Google is still not showing the Dodgers as a final? They're still calling it in the ninth inning?
Not a final until Google calls it, Tim. So maybe the Dodgers can, you know, find a wrinkle.
All right. Well, Google says it's still happening, still going on. All right. So the Dodgers down 0-2. They're 0-2.
Yeah.
Braves are 2-0. And the Dodgers didn't get a hit, I think, until the sixth inning.
And then they exploded, right? Then their bats exploded.
Yeah, then they ended up with 158 hits, so which was a lot. You know, usually don't get 158 hits in a game, but they did get quite hot. But this is really bad. If the Dodgers get swept here, there is some heads are going to fly, because this team is expected to go to the World Series and win the World Series.
Yeah.
And if this team does not get to the World Series, I can't imagine how pissed people are going to get.
And, you know, what you were talking about in Tampa Bay is something they were talking about in relation to the Dodgers, right? Which is that, we just got an NBA championship, and now we're going to get a Major League Baseball championship.
No, the NHL. Yeah, the National Hockey League championship.
Well, I'm sorry, but in Tampa, it's the National Hockey League championship. But I'm saying here, we're talking about the fact that, hey, we just won, the Lakers just won the NBA championship.
Right.
And the Dodgers, if they go to the World Series and win, now we've got two championships in town. Now we're talking about it in relation to Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, and it could be a repeat of 1988 when, you know, the Dodgers and the Lakers won championships. But how about this? Miami was very close, you know, just a couple of games away from winning the NBA championship. And then you also have, and then if the Rays go on to win, you could have had three championships within a couple hundred miles of each other in Florida. And then the big story in Florida with the football is, of course, Tom Brady this year. So,
oh, that's right.
Florida's hot with sports, man. I'll tell you. All right, it's a final now, 8-7. Now I believe it. All right.
That was the greatest. Matt Thompson, sorry, Google still doesn't have it as a final. I'm telling you, Tim, they just flashed it here. I'm watching the game on TBS.
I'm telling you, now it's a final. Now I believe you. 8-7. All right. That'll be a little inspirational for the Dodgers, but they got to get rolling here, man. They got to get rolling. And it's not their fault today. Kershaw went out with a bad back. And everybody knows what it's like. You and I both know, and Bellio, especially three of us, know what it's like to have a bad back. And you can't do anything. You know, you can't even sometimes walk, let alone throw it, you know, pitch on a major league level. No way. All right, we'll take a break here. Dodgers lose. They're down 2-0 against these Atlanta Braves. Not good, man. In a seven-game series, no good. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Mark Thompson is with us. Did you see that guy who had the encounter with the mountain with the cougar?
Oh, that was great.
Oh my
God.
That
was great.
That guy really kept his S together, you know?
Yeah, that was really great.
He just kept backing up. He ran into a cougar, big ass cougar, right? And he kept backing up, but he kept an eye on the cougar. And that cougar was about to pounce, right? Thing going with that cougar.
Yeah, or definitely was sending the message, get out of here.
Right. You know? Yeah.
I mean, I think if the cougar wanted to pounce, it would have pounced in 6 minutes of confrontation. You know what
I
mean?
You think you could kick a cougar's ass?
No.
I don't think I could. I think at one point I could.
It would tear you to pieces.
Yeah.
There'd be no chance. You don't. You know, we're not set up to fight cougars.
Right. They're fast too, and they'd lock their jaw on you, and it would be toast.
Yeah. They've got. It's just there's not a. You know, they have got those claws and stuff. It would be pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
I forgot rough. About that. Yeah. Super. You think your cat at home has sharp claws, right?
Yeah.
When they scratch you? No. Good night. This could put a gash in you like you've never seen before. All right. Here's some audio. An encounter with an actual cougar.
Kyle Burgess, already 6 miles into a run up a wooded canyon trail when he suddenly spots baby mountain lions on the path ahead. Moments later, the baby's mother finds Kyle.
Dude, you're scary. Go away. You're a scary kitty cat. Go away. Holy.
I didn't realize it was a mother. That's the reason.
Yeah. And I didn't, I know he wanted to videotape it or video it, but man, I don't know. I would be doing everything I could to get the hell out of there. I guess he did the right thing. Keep backing up, you know, and don't show that you're a threat to those babies.
No, go away. Go away. No. No. You, dude. You, dude.
Even in L.A., we use the F word with the mountain lions.
No. Holy.
Kyle keeps walking backwards, always keeping his eyes focused on the wild cat.
This is scary. My heart is racing.
And there's no way he can outrace this. You can't outrun that sort of thing.
No. Go away. Dude. Okay. This is not fun.
Wow.
Go get your babies. Go away.
Burgess is no stranger to the great outdoors. His Instagram filled with shots of his hiking and traveling adventures, but he never experienced anything like this.
Really, what I think it was is, mom was just doing her job. She was protecting her babies. And so that's kind of like my thought process was to get away from the babies and hopefully she'll leave me alone.
Burgess eventually bends down, picking up a rock and throwing it. That's when the big cat takes off.
Yeah, get the f*** away from me.
Burgess takes a few deep breaths and then turns the camera on himself.
Yeah, so that just happened.
Wow.
Wow. You see that?
Oh, we had the same reaction, right?
Yeah, so that just happened.
And I said, oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see,
it was almost like I was there.
You see that? Oh, someone come, actually. Holy cow.
Holy cow. Yeah, not going back that way.
Burgess says despite the frightening encounter with the mountain lion, he will go trail running again.
What?
Burgess says despite the frightening encounter with the mountain lion, he will go trail running again.
Why? I mean, that's like people that get attacked by a shark while surfing. And you go, wow, what are you going to do now? Come on, as soon as I heal up here, I'm going to go back in. What?
Well, they do tell you to get, you know, to get back up on the horse. They do tell you to go back. But Tim, he's an outdoorsman. So, you know, that's kind of like what he likes to do. You can't say, okay, you had one encounter, so you got to give it up. You know, go to go become a gamer, you know.
Okay. Okay. But how about this? Let's say the next encounter, he runs into the same cougar, right? And this cougar rips him to shreds. Okay. Then you're at the guy's funeral. And everyone you run into, you raise both eyebrows like, eh. You know? Like he beat it once, and the second time it got him.
Well,
and so every one of his friends like, can you believe it? Like, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I can. Because he got out once, and he went right back in there, and she tore him apart. So.
Well, this is sort of the perfect storm because he came up on those little cubs. That's
right.
The reason.
That's
otherwise,
right.
Otherwise, they don't want anything to do with you. They're not aggressive that way.
Yeah.
For me, this is my hobby. It's something I love to do. I love being outside. I love being outside on the trail. And so I'll definitely be out there, back out there.
Okay.
Whew.
Boy, there's rocks nearby. Wildlife Ranger said Kyle did everything right. He never turned his back on the big cat. And he also made lots of noise and made himself look as big as possible.
I told you about that. You know, I did that show for Nat Geo. It was
when animals go crazy.
No, well, that was a show for Fox. But this one was called Shark Attack Experiment Live. You made me think of it when you said these people who get attacked by a shark, that they want to get right back out. They want to heal up and get to surfing again. And so the premise of the show was a big live thing. We did it from Africa. And it was live on this boat. Actually, it was live on this boat in the middle of the Indian Ocean. So there's not like the satellite thing. And it's going back to a repeater on land. And that's going up to another satellite. But anyway, I mentioned it because it was stormy, like really stormy. Like the boat was rocking up and down, and everybody was retching over the side of
oh
that.
My I mean, God.
It was like some. And you know, this is a primetime special. This is a big event.
Sure.
And like when I stopped talking, you could hear like the audio guy over the side of the. You know what I mean?
Oh my
you could
God!
Hear, I mean, yeah, because they can't. The way on a boat, you keep from getting too nauseous is you find the horizon, right? You keep your eyes sure. on the horizon. But if you're looking at, you know, a VU meter, if you're an audio guy or if you're a camera guy, you've got your in the, you know, you can't watch the horizon. And
right.
so now you just have this rocking of the boat, this violent rocking. Anyway,
right.
the idea of the show and the
with
the
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The reason I mentioned it was that they dropped people who had been victims of shark attacks, they dropped them back into the water.
Wow.
And into shark-infested water off the coast of Africa.
Oh, my God.
And it was an intense experience. Yeah, it was wild. But they all wanted to get back in to
what
a
what was
person.
It called? When producers go nuts?
The night before, the one kid, he was almost like 23 years old. He was showing us pictures of his shark wounds, of the wounds from the shark attack.
Wow.
And it was full-on gory. His back and flesh were yanked off of his body. It was unbelievable. This kid was still walking.
Oh, yeah. My God.
But he was anxious to get back in. Yeah,
I guess, right? All right, I got the audio here from a Home Depot. Home Depot scare. Listen to this.
Customers at a Kansas Home Depot. Police responded to reports of a bomb threat at the store in Wichita. Oh. A customer alerted employees. A man inside the bathroom said there was a bomb in the building. Police were able to locate the man responsible for those comments, and that man told police he warned other guests to leave the restroom because he was, quote, fixing to blow it up, but had no intention of causing a panic. Man also told police others in the room laughed.
understanding his joke, which I'm just now getting. Home Depot says they will not be pressing. I can tell you right now, you asked the producer for me to read that, didn't you? To Ethan now, please.
No.
They schooled her.
I think I have to go to a commercial.
No, we're going to get it. We're going to get it.
That's great. That's great. The guy's going to, you know, he's going to go in there and hit the bathroom hard. He's like, hey, man, I got to blow this thing up. And somebody reported it as a bomb scare.
I know, that's why.
A customer alerted employees. A man inside the bathroom said there was a bomb in the building. Police were able to locate the man responsible for those comments. And that man told police he warned other guests to leave the restroom because he was, quote, fixing to blow it up, but had no intention of causing a panic. Man also told police others in the room laughed, understanding his joke, which I'm just now getting.
That's great.
And isn't everything 20% funnier at least when you're fixing to do it?
Yeah.
Fixing to blow it up.
That's pretty comfortable when you're announcing to the whole place, hey, guys, better get out of here.
Right. And not only that, but he's got no, like, personal timing. Right. It's just like he's like a dog. Wherever he is, when that thing goes off, that's where he's got to go. You know, it's not like when you're home or, you know, in the morning or at night when you're regular. When you have that kind of eating habit like he does, it could be anywhere. You know, you got to pull off of the freeway. Why? He's got to go. Got to go. You know, one of those guys. Ooh, boy. KFI AM 640, it's Colin Moore Show. Mark Thompson is here. He's got a pretty cool podcast that he does and his own radio show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
What's up with that podcast? Anything new and interesting?
Hey, you know who's coming up in the next day? This week, the guest is Billy Ray, your pal from elementary school.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. He's a real smart guy, creative guy. He did the new... it's a Showtime series, two episodes, so it's a limited series, I guess you might call it.
Right.
The Comey Rule. It's all about the James Comey release of the
the
Clinton email and all that sort of thing. But it's really well done, and he's just great to talk to. I mean, he's fun, like you.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's one of the cool dudes. And he and I don't talk politics much, but that's where we keep our friendship rolling.
Different side of the spectrum.
That's exactly
politically.
Right. Yeah, but he's a very smart kid. He was smart from the get-go. In third grade, when I moved to Encino, we moved to Magnolia and Balboa, my dad said I could invite two people to Disneyland for my birthday. Matt McDaniel was one, and Billy Ray was the other guy. How about that?
Oh, that's so cool. You know, when he was 19, still young, he sold his first script. It was a Jetson script.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to me, I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, when you grow up in Hollywood, people are pitching scripts when they're in their teens. But, you know, back where I was growing up, I mean, that was just like, that sounds like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
You sold a script for the Jetsons.
Yeah. Wow. It is kind of cool. He also won a big award. There was an essay contest in high school, and it was about roots. Right. And he wrote an essay. I think it was about Kunta Kinte or something like that. You know, I was young and dumb and I didn't enter the essay contest. But he won and beat all the other kids out at LAUSD and won like $1,000 check or something like that.
Yeah, he's clearly a great writer. Yeah.
That's a stud, man.
He did Captain Phillips, of course. We know that's who we're talking about. If people don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I am the captain now. All right, let's get into this is to help transplant patients. LA's nonprofit is offering to help transplant patients. Mondo, are you involved with this at all?
No, I'm not. No, but it looks like a good cause, though.
Do you feel like any obligation to get involved?
Honestly, yeah, a bit. I do.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
It's nice that you're sweating Mondo. I mean, he's just come back. And
well,
already we're
he's
asking
so casual,
you to
get involved. Yeah. You know, like, hey, do you feel you should get involved? Eh, not really, you know. I got my organs.
Yeah.
You
know. I'm working on building up my immune system right now, Tim.
I don't know what. I don't need anything else, so I'll take a pass. It's for people who still need organs, and I already got mine, so I'm out. All right, here it is. Help for transplant patients.
If you needed an organ transplant, could you afford it? It turns out many people just do not have the resources. Tonight, our Philip Palmer introduces us to a woman with a life-saving solution.
That's cool.
Organ transplant surgery can save a life, but the journey to that second chance is more complicated than simply finding a donor and having surgery.
Everyone can get a transplant, but not everybody can get put on the list.
Kylie Andreeza recently had a lung transplant at UCLA because there are no lung transplant centers in Oregon where she lives.
Wow, is that right?
There are no lung transplant centers in Oregon where she lives.
Holy
That's amazing.
Smokes.
Yeah.
What an oversight that is, huh? You live in a state that you can't get a lung?
But before she could
No,
even
it's a, but you need a center, right? I mean, that's interesting that you need a special setup. Is that the way it works?
Right, I guess. Yeah. I think so. That's crazy.
But before she could even be placed on the transplant waiting list, she had to secure 3 months of local housing for post-operative care, a cost not covered by insurance.
Uh-oh.
After having gone through being sick and being in the hospital, you know, I ran out of my FMLA, I ran out of my sick leave, vacation leave, so I had no income, and it was very daunting. And that's where Ava's Heart came in.
Ava's Heart is the local nonprofit run by Ava Kaufman, a heart transplant recipient herself. Ava's Heart has provided no-cost post-transplant housing to over 250 families in the past 8 years.
Wow, what a charity, right? Mondo's Heart.
During the COVID pandemic and with the help of Project Angel Food, Ava's Heart also provides meals because of the health risk recipients face leaving home during the pandemic.
It's not just a place to stay. It's a place to stay and heal and recover and be supported by people who understand.
Great idea.
Incredible, amazing gift.
With thousands of transplants performed every year, the need to grow Ava's Heart beyond its current capacity is incredible, and it is a challenge for her to try and meet the need.
It's frustrating every day because every day I say no. Not every day I say yes. Every day I say no.
Wow. It's a fledgling program, and with more support, it could really take off and be absolutely a pivotal, essential part of ensuring people get their life-saving transplants here in Southern California.
Yeah, I never even thought about that, but if you have to come in from another area and you got to live somewhere for 3 months and that doesn't insurance doesn't cover, it's very expensive.
Sure.
You know, that could be 10 grand easily in 3 months. Oh, that's wild. I hope that works out for it. It's called Ava's Heart. And we'll try. I'll get the we'll get the website. Put that up there. Maybe somebody wants to make it.
Yeah, maybe Mondo wants to get involved in that.
Yeah. Hey, Mondo, do you think you'll have time to look up the website on that thing, or probably not, Ryan?
I'll see if I can.
Okay.
Squeeze it in.
Okay. God. This guy's unreal. All right, we're live on KFIM 640. Conway Show. Did you see the end of that chase today?
No, I saw that you you posted something on it, but what happened?
Guy got out of his truck and walked towards the cops, and they tackled him right there in Camarillo, or up in that area. But he was driving really fast on really windy streets, very dangerous. Could have killed somebody.
Who are these guys? You know, I pitched at Fox 11 you know, they do for sweeps all these different things, and they usually just put the staff, at that time, they put the staff in a room, and everybody was sort of brainstorming, and then eventually they just circulated a memo. And the memo was, this relates to the chase, so
sure.
I'll tell you how in a second. The memo was, your three choices for a sweep series, for sweeps, what do you think we should be doing? And one of my suggestions was follow-ups on all of these people who been involved in chases and high-profile chases. First of all, it lets you, this is a, you guys in local news listening to me right now, you can have this idea for free, okay? Yeah. It lets you run all that video of these chases, which is compelling, right? Okay, so you're running those highlights, and then you follow up, and legitimately, I'm curious as to who these people are, what happened to them, what were they charged with? Where are they now? You know, I think you could, you know, make that like an evergreen series.
It's a great idea. Fantastic idea. What'd they say? Why didn't they do it?
He never did. I don't know. You know, you submit the ideas and, you know, you never really hear back. So I thought it was a solid idea. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think I would watch it if they featured that every night, whatever station did that, I would watch it.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, you know.
Did you see what your Instagram posted? But maybe is it Sharon who posts the stuff on Instagram?
Oh, no, I do it. What
the one that I like, Tim, is the one that you put up there with the, it looks like they're Asian, maybe a Korean or something like that, with the bottles.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something I found. I just tossed up.
You know how I know you're lying, Tim?
Why?
Because I sent it to Sharon.
I know, but I also found it today. I sent it to Sharon as well.
Oh, right.
And I found it like really early this morning.
Sure, sure.
Like at 6
a.m. It's really good, though. It really is.
What time did you find it?
About 25 minutes ago.
No, it is good. Go to Instagram and check it out. Mark is right. It is actually very, very funny. And Sharon Bellio does an unbelievable job with our social media. Gina, does anybody do your social media? Or do you do everything?
I do it, yeah.
Wow. You're very active.
I am. I sometimes I treat it like a second job, third, fourth job.
I'm afraid to look during the pandemic how many hours I spend online.
Oh man, when you get that little alert on your phone, your activity is up 8%. I'm like, you know what? If I wanted to know, I'd look it up. So thank you.
My screen time. All right, let's do a whip around.
We did this before, and it's bad news for me.
My daily average screen time. With low music, because it's tough on location. All right, my screen time, my daily average, it's up 16% from last week. What do you think? How many hours a day, Mark, do I spend on my phone?
I'm going to say 6.5.
Ooh, close, but not quite. Gina Grant.
4.5.
No, Mondo.
I'm going to say 8.5.
Wow, you guys all with these halves. No, that's not true. How about Bellio? Is she with us?
She's busy with your Instagram, probably.
Oh, yeah. You're on the Comrix line one. So, all right, it's 5 hours and 47 minutes.
Oh.
That's not bad, right?
That's not bad at all.
Yeah? I mean, it's been higher. I remember I looked at it once and it was 10 hours. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to slow down. 10 hours.
Well, when we first did this, mine was literally 18 hours, something like that. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah. Wow, that seems like a lot. In one day?
Remember, we looked at
average
time, your daily average, and then it was awful. It was embarrassing. I've cut down.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, I can't imagine it's good for us, but maybe it is. Who knows? Maybe it's really good for us. All right, if you want a VIP experience and join us for Monday, October 26th, the big Conway birthday, we're celebrating at Morongo again, but it's not going to be a huge party like it is every year because of this effing COVID. So we had to slim it down to 5 winners, and you can bring a guest. And here's what you're going to get. VIP seating for the broadcast for 2. Masks, please. Food and drink. You can take it off while you drink and eat. Hotel voucher for a future one-night stay at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. And a $200 voucher for the AAA 4 Diamond Award-winning CeeLo. That's the restaurant on top of the hotel there. And it's great. So you got to enter the contest to win, and we're going to pick it.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
About 5 winners, and you're all going to get what I just listed. So go to KFIAM640.com and search Morongo. And do it now, because I think the sooner you get in, I don't know, maybe you got a better chance of winning. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to select. I have no idea. So the party is going to be on Monday, October 26th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So go to KFIAM640.com and search Morongo. And then enter your name and you have to enter the contest to win. You cannot win unless you enter. So let's all do that. And it'll be 2 weeks from yesterday. So 13 days from today. 13 days from the 13th. Kind of a crazy omen. But that's how it is. All right. I've been watching TV like I do. I like the television set. And I can't believe this, but the people out there is standing in line for voting already. I don't know if you saw this, Mark, but in Atlanta, there are people standing outside in Atlanta in rain and heat and, you know, crazy weather, sometimes for 6 hours to vote in person. That's incredible. I think it's great. I really do.
Well, it's great, but I mean, isn't this America? Should you have to do that? I mean, this is like the kind of thing. No, I'm serious. Like, you know, we remember the Afghanistan thing?
People don't trust it. People don't trust the vote, the system.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they don't trust the mail. They want to get it in person. It's a big election for a lot of people, and they want to get that, you know, for both sides. On both sides, they say it's one of the biggest elections ever.
No.
And so you got to get it in there.
I don't see you as a big online, like waiting. I don't mean online, computer online. I mean physically waiting on a line. I don't see you as a physically waiting on a line to vote person for very long.
I have actually done this in the past where I went to vote and there are four people in front of me and I said, pass. I'll catch the next election. I'm not a big guy to wait in line. I mean, look, I'll wait in line longer at In-N-Out than I will to vote.
Yeah, I think most people would.
Kind of says something about this country, huh?
Yeah.
But there are some people out there that like it. There's like a social aspect of it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, after 6 or 7 hours, that starts to wear down, you know. Whatever.
Well, you're literally standing in line, Mark Thompson. Mm-hmm. If you were going to fly from L.A. to New York, that's how long you'd be standing in line.
Yeah, and you just shouldn't have
Why
to
would
do
you
it.
Do that?
You shouldn't have to. Well, you shouldn't have to.
No, you should not have to do it.
Yeah.
And they should have more polling places open, and they should have better mail. They should have better everything in this country, and they don't. Yeah. And I don't know why. We're a great country. But we're really behind in a lot of ways. And
yeah,
one
like
of them
it
is
seems,
no, services. You know, governmental services, I think, can be stepped up a little. And look, I you know me, Mark. I'm not a big anti-tax guy. I just want to see a return for it.
Sure.
You know, I live in Burbank, and I don't mind paying taxes at all because the cops are great, the school, the fire department. It's a really cool place to live. The streets are well paved. There's not a lot of potholes. There's no sidewalk, not a lot of sidewalks that are cracked. And there's not a high crime problem in Burbank. So when I get a parking ticket in Burbank, I gladly pay the $48 or $58. And hopefully it goes to the city. And I don't mind that at all. If it goes to the school, that's great. But I don't want to pay taxes if you're not going to see anything in return. That's what gets people crazy. And you're the same way. You gladly pay taxes, but you've got to see that money is being used properly.
Sure, wasting the money and,
right.
not applying it appropriately. It's awful.
Exactly right.
And you certainly want to see in a place like America, which has bragged for so long about, you know, being this democratic republic where the people's voice is respected and there's so many ways that
right.
you can get your voice out. I mean, the way you get your voice out is voting. And to think
right.
that in any way that's thwarted or, you know, is not maximized to at least set up a situation where people can get their voice out. I mean, that's sad and it's wrong.
There's no way that somebody should have to stand in line for 6 hours to vote in this country.
No,
that's a third world weird ass country thing. Not here. Not with the technology that we have. There's absolutely no reason. I'd be furious if I had to stand in line for 6 hours to vote. Absolutely furious. I don't know what I'd stand in line for 6 hours to do. Would you stand in line for 6 hours if they gave you a check for $500 at the front of it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. Maybe I would.
But
I don't
keep
know.
Going. Is that your final
All right,
offer?
1,000? I don't know if you would it for 1,000
no,
either,
not
right?
For
I don't 1,000. Know.
Not for 1,000.
But a lot of people would.
Now it sounds like two guys who have money talking about, oh, I wouldn't do that for
$1,000. Mark doesn't get out of bed for less than
$15,000. Right. Are you kidding? Please.
I would stand in line for 6 hours for a grand. No, you wouldn't.
$1,000?
You kidding?
Yeah, you're probably right.
If that's all I could do every day, I could make $365,000.
Are you kidding, Bonnie? It's $1,000. Oh, you're right, Fred. Okay, I'll come down.
But Gazoo said it's $1,000.
Gazoo says he'll wait for most of the time. We only have to be there at the very end.
Gazoo will stand in there for us.
Oh, my God.
That's great, buddy. I love your Fred Flintstone and Gazoo. Because it was always the same thing. It was always Gazoo. Like, he told us.
Yeah, Gazoo said, right?
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
That's a reference that maybe a few people get. But
that's great, buddy. 5 a.m. 640 is Conway Show. Mark Thompson is with us. And I don't know if you saw this news, Mark, but there was an illegal gambling joint in Anaheim that was knocked over.
Oh, I did not see that.
Busted. And every time there's an illegal gambling place that's busted, I always think I probably know half the people in cuffs. Because if you gamble, you know other gamblers.
Yeah, but like, those illegal gambling places, they fall into several different categories. Right. Like there'll be the places where they're mostly slot machines.
Right.
And there are the places where there are table games, which is sort of what you and I do, which is the, although you like slots too, I know, but
it's not a conventional slot. It's like a video game almost.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. I still never get over that. Tim and I were in Las Vegas and I just left him. We literally had just walked into the slots area and he started playing video poker. And I said, I'm going to go put my name on the board for a real poker game, for a live poker game. You have to put your name on for like a waiting list. So I walked down to the poker room. I put my name on the list and I walk back. So how long does that take? Maybe 3 minutes, something like that. 5 minutes, maybe. And when I'm coming back, Tim, there's a guy there and Tim is being, there's some paperwork or something that's just being initiated. Tim has just hit the royal flush on this poker machine. It was unbelievable. I still can't get over it.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was a total of $1,200. It was a quarter machine. But still, it was such a... I've never had a royal flush before like that.
Look at you, Mr. Look Down Your Nose at $1,200.
Oh, no. But, well, when people say, you know, you want a jackpot in Vegas,
no, you're right.
Thinking, you know, 50 grand. But anyway, there was another hotel. It was called... what was the one that was... It was right near... it was the real Barnaby's or... What was the one that was really low-end hotel?
Oh,
was there
it's where...
Barbary Coast.
Yeah, Barbara Dre's was there for a while. Yeah, right.
Barbary Coast. And I won a jackpot there for $650. And guy comes over, gives me the $650, and he says, hey, can we take a picture of you with the shirt and the hat on? I won a jackpot at Barbary Coast. I said, yeah, I don't care. So they take a picture of me, he puts it on the wall. And I go to give him the shirt back. He goes, no, that's yours. You can keep the shirt and the hat. I said, okay. So we're walking out of there, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and my wife said, I'm not walking down the street with you looking like that. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, who do you think they're going to attack at 2 o'clock in the morning? The drunk guy with the I just want a jackpot hat and I just want a jackpot shirt. They're going to probably think you have 30 grand in your pocket. I'm like, yeah, I didn't even think about it. But, yeah, you're right. Like, if I was going to go out and attack somebody and try to, you know, work them over and take their cash from them, you want to attack a drunk guy with a shirt that says, I just want a jackpot.
Where is that picture is what I want. Love that picture.
It's on the wall somewhere at I don't know if they still do it, but it's somewhere on Barbary Coast. You know,
now, Barbary Coast, you have to check this, but I think that...
I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, they changed. They're like Link now or something. L-A-N-Q or I don't know.
You know what I read, and I don't know if this is true or not, Mark, and I know you're a fan, so you could probably look it up or even call somebody. But you know the hotel Encore?
Sure.
It's half of Wynn, right? There's the Wynn original hotel, then there's Encore, which is the sister hotel that's right next door. Well, they said starting, I believe, next week or 2 weeks, that Encore, because of the lack of business and interest in Vegas as a whole, they're only going to be open Thursday through Sunday.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy when you think about a Las Vegas casino being closed on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday?
That's wild. That's wild. I told you, I think, the last time, but if I didn't, I'll tell you now and reiterate it for those who haven't heard it. But The Encore has, and the Win, they're, as Tim says, they're linked. But I heard this about the Win specifically, so I'll just leave it to that. They've lowered their rates so substantially there in Las Vegas at the Win that now you have a gang element that's actually living in the hotel. And there was gang fight in the casino. Just now it's been probably about 3 weeks ago.
Are you kidding me?
And yeah, I mean, and the Win, now these are among the hotels. First of all, there's no gang activity, I don't think, in any of the hotels.
Right.
But among the hotels, the Win and the Encore are super high end. It's a very unusual thing to find, you know. So this is an extraordinary situation in Las Vegas. Many people have lost their jobs. As you know, 18,000 people lost their jobs at MGM. And Vegas is not what it was, you know. It just isn't. And then when you tell me something like that, like they're not even open except for Thursday through Sunday, wow.
Well, I read it.
Sobering.
I read it on Channel. I mean, it was a news story from Channel 8, but I'm not seeing where it is. I know that they temporarily closed in March, but I'm not seeing where that that story's popping up. But that is a world class hotel. I mean, the flowers are always fresh. I mean, it's just it's an amazing place. I remember they were going to take that big property in the back and put a big lake there.
Right.
And they decided not to do that. And then, you know, the guy, Steve Wynn, who owned the place, he was thrown off the board.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it really is true.
The hotel's named after him.
Yeah, what do you do? They were talking about, not just a little bit. I mean, really considering taking his name off the hotel.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's not on the board. He's not on the board, and he has supposedly been banned from the Strip.
What?
I mean, yeah, because
really?
He was he's in violation of certain, you know.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That gaming commission is pretty strict about, I mean, it's weird because it's it's Las Vegas. But, you know, his is a whole, it was a sexual.
Yeah, it was odd. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Mark Thompson is here. Mark, I found the article. With Las Vegas. Beginning October 19th, Encore, which is the sister hotel to Wynn in Las Vegas, will alter its operating hours due to low demand. This comes from Channel 8, CBS News in Las Vegas. The resort closed at noon on Monday, and it reopens at 2 p.m. every Thursday.
Wow.
So Encore will operate a 5-day, 4-night schedule until consumer demand for Las Vegas increases. Hotel guests will be able to check in at Encore beginning at 2 p.m. on Thursday, and the final checkout will be at noon on Monday. The poker room at Encore, have you ever played in the poker room at Encore?
Only
a billion
jillions
times.
Of hours, yeah.
Poker Room at Encore will temporarily move over to the Wynn in Las Vegas beginning October 19th and operate 7 days a week. The poker area will be located on the casino floor near the self-park garage. All other amenities at Encore, including all restaurants, will operate during Encore's revised business hours Thursday to Sunday.
Wow.
So that's really scary.
Big news, Tim. Big news.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, you know, that Las Vegas, every time you and I have gone, it's packed. Every room is packed. The Strip is busy as hell. People are running into each other. You know, they're five or six deep at a lot of table games, you know, having a great time. The bars are hopping. It's unbelievable to see it slow down like this, you know? It's just
I don't know when this ends, you know. I'm sure you think about it, even if you don't think about it explicitly. I'm sure
right.
You're thinking about this all the time. Maybe not in the context of Las Vegas, but maybe in the context of everyday life, you know, here in Southern California, whatever. When does this, and what has to happen for you to feel like, okay, that was a long, awful thing, but it's done
right.
Now? I don't know what, you know, like concerts resume or... You know,
right.
Comedy clubs open again or, you know, restaurants go to full capacity. I don't know.
And, you know, there were three. I'm sorry.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There were five major pharmaceutical companies that were in stage three of testing out a vaccine for COVID. Three of them have bailed out. There are only two left. Moderna is one of them, and I think Pfizer is the other. And the other three have bailed because people, you know, somebody got sick or it just wasn't working or whatever. But if those other two bail out, where are we?
Well, when you say they bailed out, they halted their...
They stopped testing it.
Okay, but they're still, don't they, or is it go back to the drawing board still, or whatever?
No,
or not?
I think you're right. I think they'll still work on it. But to get to where they are now took months and months. If they have to start over or go back a couple of steps and figure out what they did wrong, that could take forever. You know,
yeah,
Dr. Ray is correct. You know, there still isn't a vaccine for the common household cold. You know,
right. And that's still a coronavirus. Yeah.
Right. And there's not a vaccine for the flu either that works 100% of the time. And now we're getting reports that people who are getting COVID for the second time are sicker than they were the first time. That there may not be an immunity that you build up. This is a very tricky virus. And thank God it's not as deadly as the Spanish flu. Because that could have wiped out millions, or would have wiped out millions.
But these, you know, these long haulers, they call them, right? The COVID that isn't killing you, but it's destroying your life, you know, because have all kinds of neurological issues as a result of it. I mean, that's a huge quantity of the population that's not in any of those percentages.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. You're right. But the, you know, a lot of people just assume that, you know, you get it, you're sick for a week, you get over it, and you're done. But there are a lot of people who have psychological problems and lung problems, breathing problems, and other pain that could last the rest of your life.
And this is the thing. So in view of that, you kind of go, okay, well, then I understand, you know, not the lockdown, but, you know, the social distancing and the imperatives associated with social distancing and masks and everything. Right. And then you go, yeah, but, you know, we've got to get the kids back into school, and we've got to, you know, there's certain things that are also imperatives in the culture and society.
Right.
And you're doing this balancing act on everything. So it's very difficult.
Here's a stat that I read today that scared the hell out of me, and I'll have to ask Dr. Ray about this on Thursday. But 85% of the people in the United States that get COVID, more than 8 in 10, 85%, said that they wear masks all the time or very often.
Wow.
Isn't that scary as hell?
Yeah.
Only 15% of the people who are getting sick are not wearing masks at all.
And then two groups hear two different things. One hears, so why do we bother wearing them? And the other group says, can you imagine how bad it would be if we didn't wear them?
Right. Isn't that crazy? 85% of the people who get COVID wear masks all the time or very often. That's a crazy stat, right? And Gina's exactly right. Half the people on KFI just heard that masks don't work, and half the people on KFI are like, can you imagine how many people would die if we didn't do it? All right, what's going on? Breaking news here on Channel 9. Is this another protest?
Sides of the 134. Now, this is going to be right around the Buena Vista exit here in Burbank. Uh-oh.
Oh, this is right outside KFI.
The Armenian issue protesters here. We just
they shut down the 134.
Yep, this is our exit.
When we spotted this, you can see the Armenian flags here in one of the vehicles. Now, CHP was just here, but they were confronted by a large group of people. In fact, one of the protesters looked like they were trying to get inside the CHP vehicle. I watched him open the door, and that's when that CHP officer drove off. So I'm sure he's trying to come back with some more reinforcements. And then we just watched them shut down the eastbound side here. Same location as well. Just about four or five of them pulled up here. They coordinated this all right next to each other and then slowed down traffic to a crawl. And they have succeeded in slowing down the roadway. Now you see another CHP officer pulling up here. But all lanes, both sides of the 134 are blocked right
hairy.
Now. This is really starting to jam up the freeway here as I pull out and show you the huge backup.
Oh, that's our building. That's us.
And Desmond, it looks like some of the people are actually getting out of their cars. Have you seen a lot of people
doing
that?
That's the Disney building. That's right halfway to Vista.
Yeah,
that's the building you're in. Oh, no, they didn't go up far enough.
Probably two dozen people, Susie, that were pulled over.
Look at that jam up.
There was a row of cars on the eastbound lanes that were all, they were basically one car blocking each lane. And then CHP was just behind them. Now, it looks like they're trying to get a handle on this. You see a couple of officers, actually three different officers, pulling up right now. To try to get a, you know, and this is a vehicle that we actually saw leading protest earlier.
Running after CHP car,
motorcycle hybrid vehicle there. So a huge coordinated effort, and you see all eastbound lanes are shut down. But CHP is going to have to get a lot more help out here to get these folks off the freeway. Jeff and Susie.
Yeah, to the right side is going to be a video from just moments ago of both sides, which are closed down. On the left, that's going to be a live picture. So what's really interesting is, Susie, I saw a driver in the lower left-hand part of your screen drive very rapidly on the shoulder right there trying to get away. And, of course, that's very dangerous.
134, right at Buena Vista.
This is a highway. There is that element of danger as people get out onto the road and stop it. And drivers,
that's a half a block from where KFI is.
Yeah, I'm yards away from where this is happening.
If you went down to the kitchen, you could see it.
With the people in front of those vehicles, and the vehicles wanting to get around, the driver could speed up. And
protest in Burbank.
Yeah, we've been
134 Buena Vista.
Not like this on the freeway, but across Southern California, with the unrest happening between Armenia and Azerbaijan. But we haven't seen any protests like this, like I just said, on the freeway. Obviously, this is going to cause a new challenge, or pose a new challenge for the CHP, obviously, to get this somehow under control. I mean, obviously, if they're parked like that on the freeway, it's a very tough situation, like those cars. But it looks like some of those vehicles are actually starting to move now, Desmond.
On the eastbound side, I saw a couple of vehicles trying to kind of scoot through the folks that are out here actually standing in the lanes. You saw one vehicle just speed away there, but I don't think most people want to get, in between these protesters. We've seen some really nasty confrontations happen when vehicles try to do that. I'm thinking of one in Hollywood a couple of weeks ago that I covered. This isn't the first time that we've seen these protesters get on the freeway. Actually, I can recount at least two or three other times.
Yeah, 170.
One on the southbound 170 that turned into a huge debacle for drivers for about 45
minutes. And then one of the 101.
That was a couple of Sundays ago. So we see the tactics by the protesters out here once again. You can see some people getting by on the on-ramp. But it looks like more of these vehicles were arriving just based on seeing vehicles with the Armenian flag that had been pulling up, kind of coming and going. So definitely a high visibility tactic, and both sides continue to be shut down. The backup on the westbound side is especially awful. So if you were planning to come through here, definitely avoid this at all costs. Just use Riverside Drive. Really
get
easy.
Got to get off at Buena Vista.
On the westbound side. Eastbound at this
point. You got to get off. If you're going westbound, you got to get off at Buena Vista.
Up and to the west, and you'll see.
Look at the traffic,
no traffic
southbound.
On the westbound side. So, okay, look at this now.
Look at the
this is
going
to be closer to Hollywood
eastbound.
Way. This is turning into such a big deal. Can't even get it on the
street. Look at that. What a mess.
This is CHP actually stopping all lanes because they don't want people to get involved in this.
Traffic.
To try to give the
they're going to get
more space,
trying to take everybody off the freeway there at Buena Vista.
You know, those drivers that were caught in the 101 backup that occurred.
There you are, Gina. There, that's
ago.
Your. That's
hi.
Where you are, right?
Hi.
There in that building, the lights on. I saw that.
I'm flickering it.
To the 101, and basically stopped in both directions there. So this is maybe the third or fourth time.
All right, we got to take a break here. We're live watching this in Burbank. Freeway closed. 134 closed in Burbank because of the protest, the Armenian protest on 134. KFI AM 640 Conway Show. Mark Thompson is here, and the freeway is a mess. The 134. Right at Buena Vista, actually just a little bit west of Buena Vista, between Bob Hope Drive and Buena Vista. And it's people with the Armenian flags, Armenians closing the bridge down, or closing the freeway down, and trying to get, conjure up some publicity for their ongoing dispute with Azerbaijan. And two things. One, if this works, and other charities and other causes start doing it, this might happen two or three times, four times a week, where you close the freeway down. Remember, at some point, Black Lives Matter was doing it by walking onto the freeway in downtown L.A. And people in their cars sometimes, stuck in traffic like that for half hour, 45 minutes, hour, 2 hours. And at some point, you start burning your goodwill with, you know, with these freeway closures. But
yeah, this is, you know my position on this. I just think that, you know, tying up traffic is a bad thing to do with the, you know, public that's already irritated and traffic is already horrible here. But I also understand feeling compelled to make your voice heard. That's very tough.
I know, but what happens is this seems to work too good. So other causes are going to start doing it. And then where will we be? You know, three or four freeways a day, you know, closed down. Because if there's no punishment for it and there's no real repercussions or you know, for doing it, no punishment and nobody gets arrested, nobody gets their car taken away from them, then why not do it?
No, that's why. Well, what happens is if there are, as you suggest, more and more incidents like this, then there will be a call on the part of the public to, you know, make their voice heard and to wrap these things up.
Yeah.
In other words,
be pretty loud about it.
Law enforcement has to discourage it. And you do that by putting people behind bars.
Yeah. There's got to be other ways to do that. But it's worked for them pretty good. I mean, people now know, you know, You asked people a month ago where Azerbaijan or Armenia are on a map. You give them a blank map. Most people wouldn't get within 1,000 miles of it.
I agree.
You know, and now everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, they really have been effective in getting their message out. And this isn't a community here in Southern California. You have such a large and vocal Armenian community. It's great to see them, you know, picking up that mantle of responsibility so effectively.
I got to call my buddies, David Mosikian and Misak Tukmani, and see if I can slide through there later, because I got to get through on that freeway later.
Maybe I can
get those guys on in my car.
Yes, officer, I know David Mosikian. Can I just sneak by, please? Yeah, love what you guys are doing. Nice job. Tim Conway. Yeah.
I got to get through, gang. Yeah. Talk to Mosikian and Tusak Tukmanian. Let's get through this. All right. All right, you got to get out of here, buddy. I really appreciate coming on. You're a giant
Happy
stud.
Happy birthday, Tim. Love you.
Thank you, sir.
Till the end of time, man. Yep.
And we'll check you out next Tuesday, right?
Love it. Yeah, I'll be here. See you.
Excellent. All right, thanks, buddy. Okay. All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes. Mark Thompson. We're live. We'll continue with the 134, see if that opens up, and give you the latest on the traffic in that area. We're live on KFI AM 640. On the day. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. We got an alert here from myburbank.com, My Burbank News on Twitter. There's an alert. Burbank Fire, along with paramedics, are responding to the eastbound 134 near Buena Vista. A female is going into labor and stuck in that caravan traffic. I guess it's opening up now. But from what I understand, she was on her way to St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank, and one block away, you know, one exit away, trying to get to the delivery room and the emergency room to deliver this beautiful baby girl, a baby boy, right? And couldn't do it because of the caravan traffic. So that's hopefully cleared up. Hopefully she got there, and that baby is born healthy and survives. And maybe, just maybe, if it's a girl, you name it Buena, right? Like Buena Vista. That's where she was born. Ding dong with her. And if it's a boy, how about Tim? Right? Because I use that exit, and it's usually all about me anyway. So why not? Why not? But you know what that, hey, Gina, you know what that little baby girl or boy and I have in common?
What?
The same birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So that kid, if it's a boy or girl, and if that woman is in labor and the fire department is being called out to the freeway, that's not a 7-hour labor.
Right.
That's now.
That little guy's coming.
Yes. That guy needs to get out.
Taking a running start.
He needs to start enjoying himself,
right?
Yeah.
It is really cute. I don't know how many hospitals do this, but I know a few of them do. When I was there visiting family for something else, every couple of minutes, no matter what part of the hospital you're in, you hear a lullaby. And after a while, I was like, what is happening? What is this? Every time a baby's born in the hospital, they play rock-a-bye and goodnight. And it is so adorable. And it happens every few minutes.
Where was it? What hospital?
That was at Tarzana Providence.
Oh, that's where. Is that one on, sort of like on Burbank?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think the exit I took was White Oak. It's kind of past, you know, like Lake Balboa, like right past that area.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. Okay. But yeah, that's the hospital my daughter was born in.
Really?
Yeah, oh, ding dong. God.
So they probably played the music. You're probably just a little busy. No, wait, I'm sorry. You went home and like took a shower or something, right? You thought I forgot.
That's right. Well, I got my wife when my beautiful daughter was born 15 years ago last week. We got to the hospital around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, got her into her room by 4:30, and got her all settled, and around 6 o'clock, I said to the nurse, I said, when is game time here? And she said, the whole thing is game time. What are you talking about? I said, well, when is the last call? She goes, what does that mean? I said, where's the finishing line here? She goes, not sure what that means either. I said, when's the baby coming out of her? And she goes, probably around midnight. I said, okay. So I gave my wife a little kiss on the forehead, and I said, I'm going to go home and shower. I'll be back.
And what were her thoughts on that?
You know what? I think she was sort of cool with it because she had her sisters there. Her dad was there. My dad was there. My family was there. I think there was 15 people in the room.
Oh, okay.
And so nobody missed me. Mm. Nobody. So I went home, showered, a little toast. Back to the airport.
It's
back
like
to the
hotel. You weren't leaving her alone with her thoughts.
No.
Okay.
No, she was alone, and I said, I'm going back to the house.
I'm
going to
get some shut eye.
Yeah, she would have given me an epidural. that wouldn't have happened. But that if that baby is born, that's cool. That baby and I share that same birthday. That's wild. I love that baby already. I'm a little older than that baby, but every single year on this day, boom! All right, Comic-Con. Everybody was talking about Comic-Con, how it's going to open. It's going to be great. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. It's going to be a big comic convention here in Los Angeles. They're going to be the only ones open. They're going for it. Not so fast. Now it looks like it might be over.
2 weeks after announcing plans for an in-person gathering at the Los Angeles Convention Center, LA Comic-Con says they're canceling the December event. Uh-oh. It's rescheduling for September 24th through 26th of 2021. That's a year from the original 2020 date.
And wow. Wait a minute. A lot of dates there. What happened here?
It's rescheduling for September 24th through 26th of 2021. That's a year from the original 2020 date.
Okay. So it's next September.
In an email to followers, the organization says without proper guidelines from the state, there is no way for them to hold the event safely, pointing out they would have no idea if changes they made to be safe will be right or enough. All tickets will either be refunded within the week or put toward admission for the 2021 convention.
Yeah, I'd rather have a refund, you know, and then I'll buy a ticket next year if I'm still into it. But I hope they do refund. Because I can't stand when they have concerts, they know it's probably not going to happen, and then they say, okay, we'll just keep the money interest-free, you know, a couple million dollars until next year. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So hopefully it'll happen next year, because that Comic-Con in L.A. is becoming pretty big, pretty huge. All right, keeping an eye on the freeway. Will, what's going on with the freeway? Is it back open there, 134?
Back open, yeah.
It is.
Looks to be back open. Yep.
All right. And any delays through the area, or was there any backup?
It is definitely slow, and you know, to the east, there's even a full freeway closure on the 210 for something unrelated. So
really,
it's slow getting. Yeah, there's a bad crash there on the 210 in Pasadena. So,
oh no,
big mess.
Wait, 210 eastbound or westbound?
This will be the westbound, right near Madre.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So this has nothing to do with that protest.
Nothing to do. But either way, you know, you're thinking you're going home, taking the 210, the 134. It's not an easy night.
Yeah, it's tough out there. All right, buddy, really appreciate it. Thanks. All right, there he goes. I'm looking at the freeway right now. 134 is wide open. There are no delays on the 134. There are some delays on the 5 southbound approaching the 134, but that was a crash on the 130 on the 5 freeway there, so that's nothing to do with it. And then he's right. I'm looking at the 210 freeway westbound. 210 freeway westbound, right at Santa Anita. Remember the racetrack is? That's a mess in there. You have a couple of crashes on the 210 westbound, right where Santa Anita Park is there. So let's get somebody in here that calls horse races. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Gina Grad, are you with us?
Yes, sir, birthday boy.
Look at you. Hey, a perfect opportunity to tell everybody how much you do for charity for this children's hospital.
Oh, you know? Thank you. And it's really not what I do. It's what you do, the listener.
Listeners? No, it's you.
Oh,
you.
Thank you. Well, I'm just the megaphone. I sent some fun little sparkly sequined cat headbands, but I frankly wish I had them for myself. What Tim's talking about real quick is this amazing organization called the Art of Elysium. They work with Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and this particular group has a boys' camp and a girls' camp. It's Girl Talk is for the girls, and YOLO Tango is for the boys, and it's a self-esteem camp. It's 8 weeks long. These kids all have been part of the maxillofacial ward at the hospital, all dealing with some sort of disfigurement, either from an operation or from birth, and it teaches them how to accept themselves, how to have confidence, how to look people in the eye when they talk to them, how to defend themselves against bullies, and it's a fun camp for them. They get to do arts and music, and they get to make movies, and they get to do all this great stuff. And then for their big graduation, well, this year, of course, they're not able to do what they usually do because of the pandemic, but either there's a big fashion show for the girls, and they always get to keep the clothes at the end, but
it's
always a big surprise. That's why we try to layer them with as many sweaters and leggings, because they don't know whatever they wear, they're taking home with them. And the boys, we do a big red carpet. I interview them on the red carpet, then they watch a first-run movie, and it's a blast. But the most important thing, because they're kids and who can blame them, that everyone looks forward to are the goodie bags. And the goodie bags are not possible without you. And I mean it. I just come on to bag. I have no shame and I'm fine with it. All of the information is pinned to the top of my Twitter. You don't have to use Twitter to find it. Just twitter.com/GinaGrad, GinaGrad. Right now there are 15 girls ages 8 to 16. So we'll say 15 girls, the average age of 12. And you just have to send, if you could, 15 of the same item, you know, different color, different style, whatever you want, to the Art of Elysium. And it's all pinned to the top of my Twitter, twitter.com/GinaGrad. Their graduation is on the 20th. So it's next week. So if you can Amazon Prime it, maybe move it along, that would be awesome. These kids deserve it. They're wonderful kids. They can be a little shy. Some of them are a little sassy. They're kids. And when they see these goodie bags, and those are also a surprise. They never know that they get to take all this stuff home. Their families freak out. Their brothers and sisters freak out. The girls freak out. And it is the kids' faces, of course, light up. But the parents, I've never had so many people come up to me and thank me for giving their kids a good day. And I always, you know, they always have me come up and say a few words. And I say, I'm just the megaphone. There are so many people out there who love your kids and you don't even know them and they don't know you. But please know that they love your kids.
Aww.
And it is so touching. And so Leslie is the head of the organization. She just reached out to me to let me know that stuff is coming in. It's starting to feel like Christmas. Please thank everybody. She can't write the thank you notes fast enough, but she's trying. She's just, you know, juggling a lot of plates because they have lots more events besides this one. So if you want to help me, that would be great. And I always give out my personal email address, which Tim thinks is insane.
Cool. Let's go.
But,
I get it now.
You can, but people do email me. And so far, no one's asked for nudes or anything. Everyone's been super cool. It's just my
That's
name.
That's insulting.
You are such a glasses half empty. I was so excited about that. It's just my name, Gina Grad, G-I-N-A-G-R-A-D, at yahoo.com. And you can literally just, that is my personal email. It goes right to my phone. Just email me. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to help answer them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping with this.
Yeah, this is really great because, and Gina has mentioned in the past, which is really true, whenever there's a kid in your family that needs a lot more attention than the other kids always feel like a little left out. They don't verbalize it, but inside they're like, you know what, I need a little me time. And
yeah.
Sometimes there's five or six kids in the family, and mom and dad are spending all their money and all their time on one kid.
You're absolutely right. And to that point, yes, and it can be physical. It can be material. You know,
yeah.
These hospital visits are expensive. They can be very, very expensive. So I don't know the family's, you know, personal finances, obviously. I know a lot of them are English as a second language. I know a lot of them aren't exactly Rockefellers. None of us
right.
are. But a lot of them struggle already. And when you have a kid who's in and out of the hospital, the brothers and sisters go without. They
right.
just do. There's just not enough money to go around. So
yep.
getting this giant bag of whatever girls like, nail polish, headbands, fun socks, sunglasses, water bottles, art supplies, whatever, fun stuff. I always go to the party favor section of Amazon if you're a little low on cash. For like $20, they'll send like 100 squeezy balls and koosh
Aww.
Balls or, you know, pencils. Or there's lots of things to do. And just watching their faces pull this stuff out of the bags is worth everything. This is, I don't get a cut. I don't get any. I mean, like people have. I always say that because people ask, and if you want
to
pay,
rude to
I
ask.
Know it's okay. I mean, I'd like to know where my money is going too. Goes right to the kids' goodie bags. You can also PayPal them if you're more comfortable with that at finance@artofelysium.org. A lot of people ask me that too. So thank you, Timmy.
Cool. No, thank you for doing that. Really appreciate it. That's a really cool deal. I got them all something, and my wife said, if you give that to them, I'm going to go to Children's Hospital and take it back from them.
Oh, no.
But I got them all Trump Keep America Great stickers, and then I also got them Biden-Harris stickers. So they're, you know, I don't know what side, who they're going to vote for.
Granted, I understand you're thinking kids like stickers.
They love stickers.
Right?
Right.
But you maybe keep politics out of it.
Oh, yeah. So Jen said.
Yeah.
God, you guys think alike. Really
I don't get
weird.
It. I don't get you, Tim. Last time you were like Santa Claus with those Bluetooth headphones, and now you're giving them your extra stickers? What happened to you?
I blew it all in the headphones.
Yes. That was a nice gift.
Sorry, girls. Guys won this year.
Maybe next year, honey.
Yeah, there'll be a next year, and you know,
it'll be your year.
Enjoy your stickers. All right, no, I'm coming up big, like I always do. For
oh, these kids. You're the best.
I'm a bottom of the ninth inning guy, though.
Well, you know I remember Jen used to come meet me at work and bring like
oh, right.
a palette jack of like makeup
yeah.
and stuff. I mean, Jen is one of the most generous people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, she's put all these backpacks together, and it was
she's
really
awesome.
Cool. It was awesome. All right, thank you, Gina Grad.
Thank you.
KFI AM 640 Conway Show. Hey, don't forget that the big Morongo party is happening. We are on schedule, man. That is going to be October 26th. And if you want to get an opportunity to be one of the 10 people, you know, we're going to give away five packages, five VIP packages. They're good for two people each. So you're going to get tickets for two for the VIP broadcast, food and drink at the broadcast, hotel voucher for a future night stay, and $200 voucher for dinner at the big Four Diamond award-winning CeeLo restaurant on top of the hotel. Five people are going to win might as well be you. All you have to do is go to KFIAM640.com and search Morongo. Signing up is easy. Got to be 21 to enter. 21 years old. Sorry, kids. If you're out there, you're 18, 19, 20. Didn't cut it this year, gang. So randomly select, we're going to randomly select five VIP winners. And we'll see on October 26th. There you go. All right. Let's get into this here. There is a, this is interesting here. Ballot tracking, right? How we're going to be able to track our ballots, I think, for the very first time. I don't remember being able to track it before. This year.
I need to know that my vote counted.
For the first time ever, every California voter can track their ballots through a tool called Where's My Ballot. It sends notifications via email, text, or voicemail, something Orange County has provided for several years now.
This gives added confidence, I think, to voters to understand and to see where their ballot is in the process.
Yeah.
And to know and have assurance it was counted.
It's like tracking a pizza when you order from Domino's. It's ordered. It's prepared, it's baking, now it's in a box, now it's in the car, and now it's in your mouth.
Once voters sign up for tracking, notifications are received when the county election office has mailed, received, and counted the voters' ballots. Orange County Registrar of Voters Neil Kelly says they'll also get a notification if there are any issues.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the voter's ballot.
Ooh, that's a good thing.
Get a notification if there are any issues with the voter's ballot.
That's great. You know your ballot's going to count because if there's issues, they'll kick it back and they'll have you come in and redo it. We'll redo.
You know, California's way ahead of the curve on this. I mean, you talk about some of these East Coast states where you don't have these safety nets, and you have that in California.
Election officials hope this helps with transparency, accountability, and voter confidence now that every active registered voter in California is receiving a vote-by-mail ballot this year.
If you're going to track your pet food coming in from Amazon, why aren't you tracking your ballot? I mean, to me, I love my pets, but the ballot's important too, you know? So, I mean, there's good reason for it.
Good for you. All right. Well, anyway, they're going to be able to track them. So that's really a cool deal. All right, we didn't get to this earlier. Illegal gambling in Anaheim called slap houses, right?
More than 70 people detained Tuesday morning at what Anaheim police call a slap house.
Which is what we commonly call an illegal gambling operation.
Sergeant Shane Carringer says Anaheim PD firefighters and SWAT arrived just before 8, surprising a crowd of about two dozen in the front lot of the building, fronting as a hydroponic supply business.
Hey, 8 o'clock in the morning people are gambling? Those had to be get people gambling all night. Who's going to gamble at 7 o'clock in the morning? People have to work.
After deploying flashbangs and making their way in, officers began processing each person one by one.
Uh-oh.
Police say places like these invite crime into the community.
We'll have assaults, robberies, drug use, prostitution. And a lot of times the business owners in the area will notice an uptick in crime that they can't necessarily put their finger on because these locations are obviously hidden. And they don't know they're operating because they often operate at different hours of the night when they're not here in business.
This man wanting to remain anonymous says he worked at the alleged slap house because times are hard. But he's glad to see it close.
So I'm kind of glad it's going to be gone now because...
Wait, you're as an employee. Why is he glad it's going to be gone?
But he's glad to see it close.
Why?
So I'm kind of glad it's going to be gone now because I lost a lot. They stole my car.
Oh, I see. Okay. He lost a lot of money gambling. That's why he's happy to see it move on.
I lost a lot. They stole my car.
They either stole your car or you lost your car. Which is it?
So, like, anytime they lose their money, they're going to frown on the town and steal and rob and try to get back to the spot they were before, you know?
Who's the guy in the background?
Steal and rob and try to get back to the spot they were
before. Oh, Bobo.
Spot they were.
That is some big-ass COVID sneeze, man.
Spot they were.
Arusha! That'd be like an 85-year-old guy.
Spot they were before, you know?
13 arrests were made. Police say those booked into the Anaheim detention facility will be tested for COVID-19.
Uh-oh.
When we're talking about having a crowd of 30, 50, 60, in this case, 68 people so far in one of those confined spaces, it would be possible for what they define as a super spreader event for one person to come in and infect a multitude of other people.
Officers will be out here for at least another hour collecting evidence. Carringer says that includes firearms and weapons found inside.
Oh, boy. Ah, the old days when you can gamble in behind of a hydroponics joint. Not anymore, gang. The cops are on to you. All right, there's a brand new Apple phone. Everybody gets excited, except for Angel, because she is doesn't have one yet. But everybody who has an Apple phone, you get a little excited when you hear about a new one coming out, but then you feel bad because you have the 10 or the 11, and here comes the 12. And now you feel like you're behind.
Apple has introduced its new iPhone, and it has access to 5G wireless networks.
Wow.
There's a new generation of technology that provides a step change in what we can do with our iPhones. The next generation is here.
The benefits will appear slowly as phone carriers build out their networks. The iPhone 12 has the same display size as the iPhone 11, but is 15% smaller in volume and 16% lighter.
Wait a minute. Let's back up here. It's what?
The iPhone 12 has the same display size as the iPhone 11, but is 15% smaller in volume and 16% lighter.
It's lighter. That's great. Because this phone in my pocket, it's like a dumbbell.
Pre-orders begin on Friday. There's also an iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12 Pro, and Apple introduced a small smart speaker, HomePod mini.
What do you have, Mondo? What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone. What is it, the 7 Plus?
It's a Plus.
I think, yeah.
So it's not just a regular 7?
No, it's 7 Plus.
Wow.
Yeah.
And let me guess, 1988?
Yeah.
89? When'd you buy that? 89?
I bought this last year.
Last year?
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You like it? You like the Apple?
Yeah, I like it. It's easy to use. I've had an iPhone for the longest time. I think I had one of the Samsung phone for about a month, and I hated it.
Yeah.
I
didn't like it. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just hard to take pictures. It's asking me what file to keep it in. I just want to take a picture and have it saved on my phone. That's it. Just don't ask me all these questions.
I remember a couple years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where you said you're changing your life. You're going to work for a new station and get a new phone. And I said to Robin and Neil, I said, he'll be back and he'll have a different phone and he'll want his job back. 3 weeks later, you're back.
I think I called you guys back with my new phone.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was another big announcement about AirPods. The wired headphones will no longer be included with a new phone purchase.
Oh, what?
There was another big announcement about AirPods. The wired headphones will no longer be included with a new phone purchase.
Wait, you don't get you don't get any headphones at all?
I also read that a charger wasn't included. I need to check on that.
Well, the charger cord is, but not the little cube.
Well, then what am I to do?
You plug it in anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that little cube is preventing you from charging your phone.
Oh, well, you just got to find a USB outlet.
No, those cubes are different now. It's not even a USB.
It's
like a smaller USB. It's
a lightning cable. Is that what you're talking about? It's different.
It's different. You know, you can charge your phone into a USB thing. You can't do that anymore. It's different. It's a different plug. I don't know. It's a smaller plug thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's a smaller thing.
Our tech guy.
Yeah.
You got to do a tech show, buddy. I would listen to that all day.
It's got a thing with a thing, and then you plug it in with a thing.
And it doesn't have any, you know, the thing that used to come with, it's not there anymore, and it's, and it goes right to, you know,
the other thing, the
place where you get the apps, and you get the app, and, oh, by the way, the greatest app is just the one you download. And then you open it up, and it has a thing where it senses something, and you love it. I would listen to Mondo do a tech show all day long.
Me too, Mondo Laporte over here.
Yeah, fumfering around trying to figure out what the which end to talk into the phone. That would be fantastic. But Mondo and I are working on a possible food idea. Are we still working on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully
right.
It'll launch pretty good. Pretty soon.
I don't want to tell anybody what it is, but it's going to be great. That's a new food YouTube / Facebook deal for Mondo. It's going to be huge.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Sure.
Is it a new product called Con Guacamole?
No, it's not.
Ah, damn it.
KFI AM 640's Conway Show. George Norrie is coming up in moments here. George, what are you working on tonight?
Then we've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com to give us some advice on how to fight COVID and everything. And I have a little something for you. Do you have 40 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I got 8 minutes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
that's
Tim.
That's cool, man. I really appreciate it, Bob. That really is cool. All right, thanks, George. That's really neat, man. I appreciate it, Bob.
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, George Norrie. And coast to coast. That's kind of cool, right? Listening to George Norrie forever on the radio, and then all of a sudden he's playing a happy birthday song for you. It's kind of cool. I like that. All right, very good. All right, the Apple phone, the 12, is coming out there. It's going to be a little lighter, a little smaller, which is cool. And I'm not sure exactly the date. Now, I would like to be involved here if we can. I'm not sure on what level. But there's a place called Village Pizzeria on Largemont. I'm sure you know about it, Gina. I bet you do, Mondo. You ever been to Village Pizzeria?
Oh, I have. On Largemont?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sensational.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
well, not that you and I get to have a lot of pizza these days.
Yeah, I know. Wait a minute. Why am I saving this place then? but when I did, look, I would jump off of my gluten-free for a couple of those slices.
It's got to be worth it, like a good slice, like Village Pizzeria.
Right. And then, you have LAPD clear the roads for you to get home.
Right.
Put a little spinning turret on top of your car.
Ask people what time notice. This is set to go off. It's my people favorite notice. Timmy line.
I stole that from my dad. It was a line in his in his stand-up routine. Gang, if you're eating the chicken tonight, it's said to go off at 12:30. All right. But here is the Village Pizzeria, not doing well, been around a long time, a lot of history, a lot of, generation after generation have visited, and now they need a helping hand here, kids.
A community is standing by a beloved pizzeria struggling to survive the financial blow of the pandemic. Yeah. NBC4's Darsha Phillips is in Larchmont Village with efforts to keep a community staple standing.
This is real. This is as real as it gets.
Village Pizzeria in Larchmont is the classic pizza place everyone knows.
We come here all the time.
Blessed with a very strong business.
That strong business shaken by the pandemic.
Pepperoni is hard to get because who's working in factories producing food? My cheese went up last month $1 a pound in 1 week.
Owner Steve Cohen has tried to come to an agreement with his landlord, but closing the doors of this storied and traditional pizzeria now more of a reality than ever.
We're facing an insurmountable challenge.
But Village Pizzeria isn't facing that challenge alone. Customer after customer stopped by the parlor today signing a petition to keep Village Pizzeria open.
Well, that's cool, right? That's cool, the large amount. That's a real tight community. They love that area. People live around there.
A paying tenant is better than no tenant. It serves the community. We're all in this together.
A petition on change.org has garnered thousands of signatures. The support has left this talkative boy from Brooklyn at a loss for words.
I'm verklempt.
Oh, boy. Glad he straightened that out. I thought he was going to use the whole F word.
The support has left this talkative boy from Brooklyn at a loss for words.
I'm verklempt.
Other owners in Larchmont are...
See if I'm glad he.
I'm verklempt.
Yeah, glad he didn't go with the big one there. That was close, very close. All right, that could have been bad vibes. All right, very good. We move on.
Other owners in Larchmont are facing similar situations. Owners tell me 10 to 15 businesses may have to close by the end of the year.
Wow, 10 to 15 businesses in that little tiny mall, that little tiny street. That's a lot. And those businesses, if they close, they'll affect all the other businesses around them.
Drastically changing the face of this community.
If I go and Villa Pizzeria, a couple of other places go, there'll be nothing left.
Yeah, no, he's right. He's onto something.
If that precious little area, that charming area, becomes a ghost town, that would truly be a travesty.
Well, the only way it can become a ghost town if they make a lot of bad moves.
Yeah.
Because they certainly have a customer base, and they just they have got to make sure to keep some of the key businesses there.
Well, yeah, it's one of the few areas in LA proper where you feel like you can breathe when you're walking around.
Yeah.
It feels like a small town. I have friends that live right over there. Lots of great restaurants. It's just fun to walk around the farmer's market, get some fresh air. It's a beautiful little part of town, and that would just be really horrible.
It really is great. For people that don't know what we're talking about, it's right off of, I think, Beverly, and it's just a little bit east of Rossmore, I believe.
Yeah, Rossmore Vine.
Yeah, right. And it's west of Van Ness. And so it's just a great, cool little area there, Beverly Boulevard and Larchmont. And it's great. There's a taco place there.
Tu Madre.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Tu Madre is there. Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream is also there. I think they have a Pete's Coffee. And then there's, your banks and
they
have whatever.
I wish I could remember the name. They have a fantastic Greek restaurant, a bunch of sushi places.
Oh, yeah. The Greek restaurant's called Go Get 'em Petros.
Right.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's Go Get 'em Tiger.
It's called Opa Papadakis.
Salt and Straw.
Oh,
Salt and Straw. Yeah. Oh, boy. I got it going on. Chipotle. For people to enjoy that, man, it really is great. It's a cool area, Larchmont and Beverly. Let's keep that pizzeria open, man. Burger Lounge is there as well. So it's a great hang, and I hope that they can stay open. I love the place. It means a lot to Los Angeles as well. Maybe we should do a live remote there at some point. That'd be cool.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Gotta get out of here because George Norrie's coming in. But tomorrow is Wednesday, and that's always a really cool day on The Conway Show. We're live on KFI AM 640.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.